Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Desmond McLachlan there with Draw Me Close on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And he brought us to exactly 20 minutes to 8. And on that note, we're welcoming Bishop David, my lads. Am I Bishop?
Man of God, the anointed one, His Excellency, Microscopic Holy Prophet.
Your Majesty. The prophet of the prophets. The doctor, the prophet, the teacher.
Greetings, Murutu Akale, your beloved listeners. It's Radio Pulpit.
So we're continuing with the topic here, the revelation of the Holy Spirit. And remember, Muruti, we owe them the topic years, if it's at the Ministry of Angels. We really need to go back to.
We're coming back. That's why, by the grace of God, we are trying to unpack nicely. So that people can understand these things, Muruti. Because
if there is one character that has been abused a lot by believers today, is the Holy Spirit. Sometimes people emotionally, then they think, what is the Holy Spirit, you know? Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. They're being grieved. Yes, it's sensitive, but it's not that sensitive, you know.
It is very unfortunate, Muruti, to be honest, that after so many years, retort salvation, we are still living in bondage. You know, when we look into the book of Galatians, chapter number 5, I'll just read verse number 1. Paul says, "So Christ has truly set us free. Now make sure that you stay free and don't get tied up again in slavery to the law." You know, and this other translation, the King James Version, it says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ had made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." You see, the freedom that we received, Muruti, from Christ, it is what we call total freedom. But as much as Paul was addressing the Galatians here, but we can relate when we look, the challenges that we are facing, especially Matatinga, and it becomes very difficult, Muruti, to understand the thoroughly sorry unregenerated man. It's very difficult to him to commune with God, because in a spiritual language, if your spirit is disconnected to God, then that spirit is dead, and now soul will take over. That is why people, in most cases, they are led by emotions. They are led by their intellect, because from time to time, Garibatu Baba more freely when they can reason, and not understanding there is a level in life where we need to allow God to be God. The Bible put it nicely, irrespective how good one can be, irrespective how good one can claim to be, but there is no way that we can reach the standard so Christ ailing as he said. There is no way in this life Ronali Mutu Yaga comparang le Christ our Savior. And now this is where now when we understand such freedom, we understand He brought things back into order where the spirit had to be revived, the spirit had to be restored in order so that the spirit can take fully charge to the soul and the soul can take fully charge to the body, because the soul now becomes a mediator between the spirit man and the body. And now, if that is not in place, Mruti, that means the spirit can only take charge as long as the spirit is connected to the source, which is God himself. And this is where now the Holy Spirit comes in. You know, because moyo halangwa sito horo okasebeza lekelelo ya motho mruti mwabi. Moyo halangwa sito horo okasebeza lidi emotions sita motho. You know, people who are led by emotions, mruti, batswenya. And I've been saying this and over again, hore. Look, Jesus put it so nicely, you know, to us that cast your burdens unto me. You know, Jesus will release all our burdens to him, not to pastors. You know, we cannot take our burdens to our fellow men. We cannot reason lebato by luring we are on the same level, lebon. You know, we need to look to the high, to the rock that is higher than us. And now this is where now when we look, you know, in a real life situation after all these years. I mean, people have been practicing religion. There is nothing good that ever came out of this whole thing. I mean, truth be told, instinct in people, they are still sinking deeper and deeper into slavery and bondage. I truly believe, Muruti, that most of the things, government, that is the responsibility of the church. That was what the church was meant to be. I mean, all the solutions, they are hidden in the church, because it is in the church, which is the body of Christ, where Jesus is the head. You know, and then I cannot recognize your body, Muruti, until I see your head.
I think the problem, Muruti, you know, is the way we define the church. We define the church according to the way the world defines it. So most of the things, most of the titles that we have are from the world. But when we look at the real meaning of the word church, then it will say something different and we'll begin to look at ourselves differently. We won't be looking at the governments of this world. By the way, I'm not saying people should rebel against the governments of this world, but they'll be knowing that they come from a different government, which is, from up above, instead of just expecting the governments of this world to do everything for them, to provide the answers to their problems. But simply now, because we don't know these things, Muruti, that's why we are confused the way we are. I think that's when the Holy Spirit comes, comes in to help us in that with regard to that issue.
The Holy Spirit, the spirit of order, Muruti. If everything aligns itself orderly, how man was made in his original form. You know, where the spirit was in charge, and then the soul became the mediator, and then the body was under total control. You know, before the fall, because now after the fall, then kilabona, when everything is in order, hantuiwa wakaka kagana Muruti, how nale maheka koloing didamati siling, and that car, God forbid, happened to capsize. So that's exactly what happened, you know, after the fall. And when we put it nicely and try to unpick it as much as we can, don't worry. The restoration that Christ brought, you know, into our lives, the liberty, the freedom, now we are restored to our original order. And when we look how we function, Muruti, there is no way you worry. After salvation, after you have accepted Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, after the old man is thoroughly dealt with, And now we know that now we function under the grace and the mercies of God. Because once you are saved, you know. I think some of the things that needs to be put into perspective, could each and every individual, there is no way we can entertain, you know, the works of the flesh, where we are led by the flesh, and from time to time, we argue, you know, when you look at our arguments, they are all led by the flesh. And everybody is trying to show others how, you know, smart they are. And then, you know, when the Greek, when the Hebrew, when the, all these things, hardly see any solution to the current challenges that we are facing. I mean, the world now, looking for answers, and the answers are hidden in the church. And the head of the church, Ellen Crest, only all the solutions, but that is when the body needs to function. Hence, I'm saying, there is no way that we can overburden the government. There are various things that the church can do. There are a lot of projects that they can empower. Our communities need real empowerment, where the church needs to go all out. And if we function as the body and synchronize with the purpose, I strongly believe we will reach a point where we say, now, as pastors, let us come together and give the church back to the people. Let's give the church back to people. We cannot treat people as audience for the longest of time. I mean, for the whole 20 years, where are you functioning in this body? What is the role that you are playing in this body? There are a lot of projects that can be registered, they function under the umbrella of the church. We're dealing with the crisis here, the drugs. We're dealing with the street kids. We're dealing with poverty. We're dealing with a lot of people, but when they're unskilled, they don't even understand the ethics in some service. If you are employed, what is there that is expected of you? We're dealing with the people, by learning somehow they do have that thing, or they can run business, but yet they are not trained, they are not empowered. And we have people, by learning, they are highly skilled when coming to those things. But those people, when they come to church, they become just another parcel, the audience. They join the church furniture.
Maybe you can go back to the scriptures that you shared before, Mfundisi, of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And many will be surprised if they missed, that time when they missed it when you said that initially with us, Hore. It's actually far from what we know him to be, in a sense that he's not the Holy Spirit that makes you just fall. He's actually the spirit of excellence, the spirit of skill, the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, understanding. So basically the world needs the Holy Spirit today. The economies and the kingdoms of this world need the Holy Spirit today.
Murut is a burden remover and yoke destroyer. I mean, there is no way that, I mean, the people who are entrusted by so much responsibilities, they follow the group, they burden our government. This government, it need a guidance from the church. The reason why sometimes there is a war between the church and the government is because some people, they don't know where to function. Murut, we cannot join, the issue here where we encourage people to be, you know, forever queuing for food parcels, queuing for government grant, while they are so, you know, anointed with possibilities and capabilities. I mean, we need to unleash the giant that is hidden. Everybody, Murutu, was born a leader and a champion. So now when they come to us to be enlightened, it is not for us now to block their growth. I mean, we need to understand that these people by Kilemo, I mean, they push us to move for the longest of time. It is not for us now to use them as our cash cows, because when this thing turn out now to be, you know, a monetary value, where now when I can relate with you because there is something that I can get from you. Even when I see you, no, but you know, Tabayaoba Muruti Hayo, because you are a good taifa, and now your taifa, you wanna hikwale, you know, some of Mabakaka, then say kunka sukweta assistant pastor. But this thing is not in you. You are called for something else. Maybe your calling is financial literature. You were supposed to come and teach people how to relate with money. Not necessarily to be a pastor, but maybe you were called people to come and empower them with certain skills of life. Maybe when you were called, I mean, to become a life coach. I mean, many are the gifts and the calling fellow people, they forever mistaken them. I mean, it's not about all, you know, I mean, laying hands. I said to Muruti, yes, we say, unless we reach a point in time where we are saying, Mudimu, Mona na hakisa tiba, hotiba wena. Mudimu mo hakisa na makia, makia kia hao. Mudimu mo hakikhoni, kia tiba nanka khona ka wena. As long as we remove our position, emotionality mapilungaro, I don't see, Muruti, how we can fail. I know for the fact that a lot is happening today in this world. But we are given too much power. We are given too much wisdom. What the Holy Spirit, we bona has a howlichi. If we are the salt and the light of this world, I strongly believe, Murutur, kihanako ilichi. But the problem now is the body. Who is the head? Harika leka utolorna. This body now. I think that's where now everything will start making sense. Because people from time to time, if you go to each and every street in Murudu, and there are people who happen to follow whoever you are claiming to be a leader, without sitting down and thoroughly, you know, assess this person, or Marorisa Kai, you know, yes, Rauka or Ubizi, you know, Ubizweke man. I traveled to Kebeha, this past week. I just came back on Tuesday night, and I happened to be in the Uber with this driver. Hey, in 20 bona yola. About to buy the own Kulungul. But I can't have a Kulungul. In which office? Now people were robbed their money. People, I sat there and listened to this man. Care about God. What is that that you are teaching me today? As long as Muruti Rika use Abadu as the tools. You know, it's a worry. Not to unleash what is hidden in them. Then we will be forever failing. I mean, there are a lot of things that are in Abdullah Fatih assets in my personal capacity. But I think it is not proper now. Ulega who force the system and the criteria that we use. I mean, there in the past, from time to time, we were claiming this and that. Things have changed. I mean, we are dealing with a new era. Now, and God allowed this thing to happen, because if God did not want it to happen, it couldn't have happened. That means Modimo na le morero ka boemo bo etsalang right now. And this thing affected the whole world. So now, what is the role of the church now? What is that we tell, you know, those who are coming after us? Are we still going to be able to convince Banabaruna to believe and trust God? Are we still going to be bold enough? You know, I mean, while we are sitting here without solutions, we are sitting here without answers. Why are we given so much power? So when the Spirit reveals Himself through us, we need to come up with solutions. I mean, Ruth, if you look around in our townships, I mean, how everything, the way it is, and you're sitting there, but now this situation is Lokamudi. And if God can reveal Himself through us, and then these people can know where at least there is still hope. People, they are hopeless because they don't see where they can find any solitude, where, I mean, they can be encouraged. But if Mutuona onali so and the Mudimu umwenti so, that means Linda, my turn will come.
This is the right time for us to seek His face in Muruti. And not to try to force things our way.
No, Murut, we cannot function in the flesh anymore. I mean, we cannot sit here and try to be, you know, religious. I mean, we've been practicing religious for the longest of time. We've been praying for the whole night without any success. We've been casting demons. We've been dealing with some of the things that sometimes they are not relevant. They're so irrelevant to what we're dealing with now. We need to deal with the core. I mean, problem. Eloring, it is the bondage of the entire continent. You know, before you can go out, you need to sort out your own crisis, or dilalona, in your own family. I mean, each and every family, in a little dilalona, Eloring, I was talking about understanding, so how can you be a solution to the world? How can you come with answers to others while you are still sitting with so lot of questions without answers? So once we become practical and we invite Him, the Bible says, whoever has now wisdom, it's not something that you can go to various institutions of learning to acquire. So once you realize, yes, I've acquired all sorts of, certificates from the borrowed knowledge, but here now I need wisdom in order for me to function. That is why you find people who are highly learned from all these various institutions, but was a tata mruti, but life in Mopala, they can't even manage their family. They can't manage these things because they lack wisdom.
Mruti, esere shapile re me mophefo nga Setswana ile ga ne ile ga ne mutinyana ga Sotho. Yeah, batle ba buya le ba Sotho ba re go tshela morao ha so ba le hanta tempa ke ho nka ma.
The kicking of the ram, that is not the runaway. Yeah, the kicking of the ram is not runaway.
Aha. Mruti re fetse mo mortsa ha o ka pika pika jana mo.
072-316-3117.
Okay, 012-316-3117. Bishop David Malatz is also very active on Facebook, and his name is Mpo David Malatz there on Facebook. 072-316-3117. Bishop David Malatse, right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Up next is Shalanat. Please keep on listening to the other programs of Radio Pulpit. Rekopana gape mo nakong e tlang. Modimo a lebeng letsogo and nebroko.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Did you know you can order your favorite Radio Pulpit programs on CD so that you can listen to them whenever you like? Contact our friendly client services department now to place your order. You will find them on 012-334-1200, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.